on many U.S. industries. Bob Agnew reporting.
Another U.S. citizen who had been imprisoned in Russia is now back home. Yesenia Karolina was released in a prisoner swap. The woman was visiting family in Russia. She donated about $50 to a Ukraine charity, was then arrested and convicted of treason. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 152 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Your dog's diet should be as colorful as yours. Dr. Fido's Dog Food Topper, a plant-based topper featuring ingredients from 40 whole foods, just stir into their food to enrich your dog's diet. Vet-developed, dog-trusted. But don't just take our word for it.
She can use door cattle and lots and lots of miles under her feet, and she is happier on the Dr. Fido's. I've been super impressed with it.
Go to drfidos.com today and subscribe to save $20 each month. That's drphytos.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. City police are investigating a Thursday night shooting in Southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the 1500 block of West Fayette Street for a shot spotter alert just after 8:30 p.m. and found a crime scene but no victim. A short time later, police were called to a home in the 1700 block of West Lexington Street, where they found the 24-year-old victim with a gunshot wound to the leg. Officers applied a tourniquet and the victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. And police have released surveillance images of a suspect wanted for a commercial robbery and sexual assault on Park Avenue on the morning of April 9th and a commercial robbery on St. Paul Street in the afternoon. Investigators are asking the public for help to identify the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
After playing 10 of their first 13 on the road, the Birds are back home tonight as they open a 9-game homestand at Camden Yards against the Blue Jays. Amid some early season pain, literally, to the pitching staff, but the bats have been inconsistent as well, as manager Brandon Hyde acknowledges.
We're off to a slow start, grinding. We've had a handful of good games, but we're having a tough time putting everything together.
Orioles second baseman Jackson Holliday.
Baseball's tough, and I feel like we've hit the ball hard and right at people, and kind of all up and through the down the lineup, everyone's hitting the ball hard and just haven't been able to find holes the past few games.
Tomo Sugano makes his Camden Yards debut tonight. He's 1-1 with a .289 earned run average. They've teed off at Augusta this morning. Day one leader Justin Rose with a sizzling 7-under 65, went at about 840. Scottie Scheffler, 3-back at 4-under, goes at 123 this afternoon. Coming up in 30 minutes, Masson asks Jim Palmer to take a step back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the umbrella close by. We've got rain on the way. Heavy rain at times today, 52. Showers tomorrow morning. They'll taper off in the afternoon, 50 tomorrow. Sunday, no rain, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 43 degrees in Westminster, 48 in Easton, and 42 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. You made it to the end of the week. If you're in traffic in the Baltimore region, I apologize. I apologize. I know the roads are bad out there today, and I did hear that it's getting ready to rain really hard. So get where you're going, please, and stay safe out there. Of course, on Friday, we have lots to discuss because, you know what? And this is so interesting, right? Because a lot of times, news stories are dumped on like a Friday morning, right? Or maybe like Thursday night. And they're dumped because usually they don't want you to really talk about them. And then we're sitting there, we're sifting through, we're trying to figure out, what you want to talk about the most. So I hope that I narrowed it down in a way that you can appreciate. But of course, I'm sure headlines will pop up. Considering the headline that popped up during the morning drive tease there, as I was talking to Bruce Elliott, I could not believe my eyes when I saw what the NYPD had posted. And in case you missed it, and I'll use a different word, I'll say sexually assaulted. The NYPD is looking for Carlos Garcia for sexually assaulting a male corpse on the subway. And like I said, they have his picture. They know exactly who he is. It's not his first run-in with NYPD, apparently. And I have so many questions. Did he bring the corpse on the subway with him? Was the corpse already there? How long had the corpse been there? I mean, why did he feel the need to touch the corpse? Why did he feel the need to go beyond touching the corpse? I guess we could at least say that we know that he's, gay. We know that much about Carlos. Maybe he's not. I don't even know. And I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny. Because who is this person that is dead on the subway? That's somebody's loved one, right? Oh, my word. And it was so crazy. It's like nothing shocks me anymore. Nothing shocks me. It's kind of like you see something and it's like initially you're like, whoa, what did I read? And then you kind of let it set in and you're like, this is America. This is America today. There's lots going on. There's lots. We've got, like I said, lots to talk about. Of course, the big question of the day, I want to get to that immediately. And then I also want to talk about, because we're talking about tariffs. We're talking about President Trump. We're talking about the stock market. And there have been, and I've noted this, there have been three really important people in the Democrat Party that have been silent on all of this. And I find it very interesting. And I don't know if they're waiting to say something about it. I don't know if they feel as though they can't say something about it. Maybe they're just trying to wait and see what happens. Because a lot of what's going on with the tariffs and a lot of what's going on with the economy, President Trump really has his thumb on the dial here, right? It's like the entire world is waiting to see what he does next. And he's so unpredictable, which, again, a lot of people will tell you that's a great thing. And he uses that as leverage, But I think it's interesting that you don't hear, usually those that are screaming, and hollering about President Trump and the things that he does, usually you'll hear from these individuals and they will weigh in even when nobody asked them for their advice. But they've been very silent on all this. And I find it interesting. Maybe they believe that he actually is doing the right thing. And I know there's lots of Democrats out there that don't want to admit it. We did see, though, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, right, in Michigan, she actually praised President Trump for what he's doing in regards to the tariffs. She was at the White House 2 days ago, and there were a couple people upset in the Republican Party, like Laura Loomer. And I like Laura, too, but she was very upset that Gretchen was at the White House, and she was upset that President Trump said that Gretchen was a good person. She was really highly upset. See, this is the thing about President Trump, and this is why I don't know why he has such a bad rep, okay? he gets along with good people in general. I don't think he really cares which party they're in. Have you noticed that? He either likes them or he doesn't like them. And I don't think he cares if they're Democrats or Republicans or even Libertarians, right, or Independents. I think he likes who he likes. And it's like, you know, when you're looking at Trump and the way that he kind of, you know, handles his close network and the people that he deals with, you know, he's not a very polarizing individual personally, because he'll hang out with Democrats. I mean, think about it. He was a Democrat not too long ago. Think about the people that are close to him, right? Elon Musk. Has Elon Musk ever said he was a Republican? No. And from my understanding, he was a Democrat, especially when he was in California. I know he moved a lot of things that he was doing, his businesses and his home to Texas, but he's never said that he was a Republican. I wouldn't think that he might still just be a Democrat or possibly an independent. He brought Tulsi Gabbard on board. Tulsi Gabbard switched parties recently, right? I mean, just think about it. The people that are close to Trump, they're either independents, they're, you know, Republicans, and then there are those that you really don't know which party they do align with. Now, when Tulsi Gabbard switched parties, you know what's interesting? I guess, did she switch parties? Did she join the Republican Party? I've got to look this up now. I think she said she was joining the Republican Party. I don't know if it actually happened. But, you know, at the time, if you think about it, even when she said this, President Trump had already brought her into his close circle, even while she was a Democrat. So again, I don't think he really cares one way or the other. I think the media and the narrative, I think, you know, they care more than President Trump does. But we're going to talk about this. Also, over the weekend on Sunday, juveniles apparently in Baltimore City stormed into a home as they were running from police after carjacking an individual. And I have questions about this, not just the fact that this is extremely dangerous and these juveniles are out of control, but out of the four teenagers, two of them were females. I've got questions about this, and I don't know if you guys noticed this too, but I've seen a lot of stories recently with females involved in criminal activity. And I'm not that old. I'm middle-aged, a little more than middle-aged, I guess, at this point. But when I was younger, you didn't see girls getting involved in these crimes at all. That was something that was unheard of. It was just, you didn't see it. But nowadays, I see it all the time. And I have questions about that. We'll talk about that. Also, the horrific helicopter crash in New York yesterday. Of course, they have identified the family. They have not identified the helicopter pilot as of yet. And they're still trying to figure out exactly what went wrong. The New York Times did have more details this morning, so I'll pull that up and give you the latest. And then, of course, the House passed the SAVE Act and the big, beautiful bill. And we're going to talk about those. But like I said, I wanted to first talk about the question of the day. All right. And so if you haven't already, please go to WCBM.com. And look at the question of the day, because it is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and it is very important. And it's very simple. Who do you think will cave first, the USA or China? All right, do you think the US will cave first, or will China cave first? We put, what was it? I guess it came to, gosh, we're actually putting higher tariffs on China than they are putting on us. And some people speculate that that is going to change. But, of course, there are a lot of people weighing in on this, one being Senator Josh Hawley. And I have some audio here for you. I know there are a lot of Republicans that definitely support what President Trump is doing. And like I said, there are a few Democrats that are supporting this. But I know there are a lot of people, everyday Americans, that are a little nervous about how all this is going to go down. So take a listen to what Josh Hawley had to say.
The New York Times siding with Chinese slave labor against, it looks like, American workers who've been flatlining for the last 20 years.
Laura, we have lost in the state of Missouri 50,000 jobs to China just in the last 20 years. I don't recall the New York Times shedding too many tears about that. But now we're supposed to feel sorry for these workers in China who, by the way, as you said, are being treated like slaves. Here's the issue. President Trump is absolutely right to go after China. He's absolutely right to make sure that we can rebuild our manufacturing capacity, to make sure we can protect our jobs, and to stop China from dumping their exports into our markets and destroying entire industries. They've already taken millions of our jobs, Laura. We cannot let this go on any longer. And the president, he gets it.
All right. Again, that's Senator Josh Hawley talking to Laura Ingraham on Fox News. And he noted there that Missouri lost 50,000 jobs roughly to China, right? Here's the thing. I do not believe we're going to recoup more than half of that number. I don't. And I say that because I would assume that that number most likely is from when they originally enacted NAFTA, right? I think that's probably the original number. Now we've come so far in technology that I don't think we're going to recoup 50,000 jobs in Missouri. I just don't think it's going to happen. I did want to make sure I had the exact number. So we hit China with 125% tariffs. We hit them first with 125% tariffs. Then Trump raised it to 145%, and now they've hit us with 125%. So there you go on that one. Look, there's no doubt that we're going to feel this. We're going to feel it. And, you know, just a little bit here, we are going to be joined by Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. And I do want to ask him some questions about this. I also want to ask him some questions about, you know, the roller coaster we're really on when it comes to the stock market, because I know a lot of people are very nervous about that. And here's the thing. You have every right to be nervous. Okay? I've said this time and time again. I am not in a cult. I don't know anybody that's actually in a cult. Right? And so if you feel as though that this is, you know, making you anxious, because you're not sure, you're not exactly sure whether or not you believe Trump knows what he's doing or what have you. And I will say, we did the poll question yesterday where I asked you, do you believe that President Trump knows exactly what he's doing in this situation? I just want to let you know, 76% of you said yes, 24% of you said no. So there are some people that are a bit nervous about what is happening today. And that's okay. That is okay. You can question all of this. I did talk about Kevin Leary. I guess that was a couple days ago, because he's been going back and forth on CNN and trying to explain things to people, because it is very hard, especially if this isn't something that you look at every day. I know right now on Facebook and on social media websites, we have all these economy experts now, right? All these economists have just popped out of nowhere. Just a little while ago, they were vaccine experts. Now they're all about the economy. They know all these things. Well, anyways, Kevin Leary, he actually does know about these things. So I wanted you to listen to what Kevin had to say. Take a listen.
Do you worry about China taking its own nuclear option of selling U.S. treasuries?
Go ahead. Listen, at the end of the day, the upper hand is the size of the economics. It's basically that. If people are unemployed by the hundreds of thousands in China, Xi's job is gone. We all know that. The upper hand is the larger economy. So, you know, I don't want to talk about war here with bombs. Yeah. This is an economic war. And right now I know who has the upper hand. I'm sorry. Money talks and BS walks. And that's what's going to happen here. We can have the rhetoric, but I just say screw around with this 25% stuff. 400% tariffs, shut down the markets. He gets on a plane, Geneva, Switzerland, let's talk. I'm just tired of the rolling theft. I'm just tired of it.
All right. And again, that was Kevin Leary. And, he's very confident in what President Trump is doing. And, of course, you know, a lot of you waited yesterday. Excuse me. You can wait in today as well. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Who do you think is going to cave first? Will it be us here in the U.S.? Will it be China? I know some people still want to weigh in, as we were talking yesterday, of whether or not you believe Trump knows what he's doing. Do you have confidence in what he's doing? We'll get to all of that coming up next. First, we are going to talk to our friend here from RBC Wealth Management, Tim Herb. Tim, good morning to you. We missed you all week. We've missed you since Wednesday.
I was going to say, I've only been gone for a day. You only missed me yesterday, Kim, Thursday, right?
Right, and but so, we have so many questions for you. We got to hear from you.
I wish I had more than just a couple minutes to give you just a market flash on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, right? Maybe we'll have to talk about that some other time. But I could certainly go on and on about the markets. We've had some really wild activity here this week, clearly. One of the statistics I think is very interesting, Kim, is, you know, we're seeing this back and forth, this seesaw, right? Like you said, back and forth with President Trump, China, also with the markets. Last Thursday and Friday, we had a tumultuous decline, 10.5%. The S&P 500 gave up in 2 days. just to put that in perspective as far as overall dollars, $6.6 trillion in value lost last Thursday and Friday with that market pullback. And then here we have a huge day on Wednesday where the S&P 500 rallies 9.52%, Kim, for its largest gain in a single day, third largest gain in a single day since World War II. So think about that. Third largest gain, single day gain since World War II, where the markets were up 9.52%, and the Dow skyrocketed more than 2,900 points on Wednesday. And then we give something back yesterday, Kim, where the markets declined. S&P fell 3.46% yesterday. The Dow Jones tumbled more than 1,000 points. And then the technology or the tech-heavy NASDAQ index ending the day also down yesterday 4.3. So we're getting big swings, big volatile movement here. Again, a wild week for the overall stock markets. And of course, we talk about the big news. The Trump administration has opted for a universal tariff rate of 10%, except for China. So now goods from Beijing are probably going to see a rate right now of about 145%. And that was a White House official confirmed that to CNBC yesterday on Thursday. So China on Friday here this morning retaliating, raising its levies on U.S. products also now to 125%. So we're constantly seeing this back and forth activity. Kim, one of the things that I think is very interesting when you talk about the overall stock market, and I heard this quote many years ago, is that the market tends to, you know, go up like an escalator, but then down like an elevator. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly seeing that with the volatility in the markets. You have to stay vigilant. You've got to have a plan, Kim. I encourage your listeners, reach out to their financial advisors, financial teams, discuss the strategy, what's going on with the markets. Obviously, if your listeners have any questions, they can call us at 410-316-5320. We're happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, Kim, stay tuned. We'll see how things play out for the remainder of today. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, egg prices are going up. Yeah, well, so's demand. You see, there's this big holiday coming up that involves eggs.
Food fight! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
China fights back by threatening a tsunami of cheap products into America. And this is different how exactly? The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, that was Tim Herr with RBC Wealth Management, and he answered the questions, really. It is wild. I mean, it's crazy. It is. You're going back and forth. I didn't realize that was the largest spike since, what did you say, World War II? Good grief. It's interesting times. You got to admit, it's kind of entertaining, too. You know, if you're like me, like I said, it's not like I'm somebody that's, sitting here trading stocks and doing all that. That's not me. It's not me. And so it's like, it's just so interesting to watch it happening. And it felt like we hadn't talked to Tim in a while, but we did. We talked to him on Wednesday, but so much had happened since we spoke to him that it felt like we haven't talked to him all week. That's how crazy this has been. Again, the big question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Who do you think will cave first? Will it be us here in the U.S. or will it be China? So far, 92% of you say China. 8% of you say it will be us. It's very unknown what will happen here. And, of course, there are a lot of people saying, look, we get a lot from China. And it is going to be very interesting that when we see those prices go up on so many different things. I guess I look at it and I could be wrong here, but from what I've read, we are China's number one consumer, right? And so when you really start playing games in that sense, I just don't think China can withstand that, but for so long. So, okay, so I'm going to go to the phone lines here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, if you want to weigh in on all of this. Also, don't forget, if you haven't already, download the WCBM app. You can text me live in the studio right through that app. And it is free in the App Store. Just type in WCBM, and it should pop right up for you. George, my friend George at Timonium. George, you want to weigh in on everything that we're seeing today?
Yeah. Hi, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
If you saw my face, If you saw my face, you would know me because I've been to the WCBM rallies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we've
yep.
spoken before.
Yep.
I'm George Antimonian. My friend is George and Towson.
Right. Yep.
We're going to win. China's going to fold. This, I've been listening and I've been laughing about it. This is an old commercial real estate trick. Okay? When you build a shopping center, when you build a mall, to get the major players, the major retailers like the Macy's or the big shop, the big food stores or whatever, they ask you to put up the money and build them their store, okay? And then they'll just pay you back through their mortgage of $300,000-$400,000 a month. You're on the hook with your lenders and the rest of that for your retailer. You build in a penalty to the payments of 5, 10, 20, whatever you can get, so that if they don't pay that $200,000 in that whatever given month or if it's not transferred properly, they got to pay a penalty. So if it's $200,000, they got to pay a $20,000 penalty. Okay, that's just the way it works, and they know it. That's exactly what Trump did here. He told China, either knock the stuff down, lower your prices, or we're going to hit you with a penalty, and that's a tariff. That's exactly what's happening here. China will fold. We are their biggest trading partner. It's funny. There's a video out now of Nancy Pelosi back in 1996 screaming about China being a big trading partner with a $330 billion deficit in trade from America to China. Okay? And so that's why Democrats can't say a word right now.
Yeah. But
this is all a built-in. I've seen this trick done 100 times. I've done it when I'm retired now. I've done it when I was in the real estate development business, where you build in the penalties, okay? And if they don't make the first penalty, they got another one. So if it's not $20,000, then it's $30,000. So I'm laughing at all the people that are scared about this. And I've talked to some of my former partners in the commercial real estate business that build shopping centers and malls and all this stuff. And we're just laughing. We're just laughing because China's going to fold. They have to.
Well,
they can't not.
Let me ask you this, George. How fast do you think that will be, or will that take some time?
Probably within 30 days.
Okay.
They can't take the loss of revenue that it's going to cost them because it's not just the United States now, Kim.
Yeah.
It's the United States, it's France, it's India. Everybody's going to start hitting China with penalties because they have trade with China, and China's ripping them off.
Yeah.
So it's not just the United States that's going to hit them with, you know, big tariffs. It's India, it's France, it's Bulgaria, it's Slovakistan, whatever. They're all going to do it. They say the United States is going to do it. Let's get our money, too.
Yeah. Well, George, I appreciate your insight on this. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend. And he really answered my question because I was saying, you know, why is Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden, why are they so quiet? Well, George just explained why they're so quiet. When we get back, we'll talk more about this. Also, I do have the update there from the helicopter crash in New York, an awful tragedy. We'll talk about the details coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S.-China trade war escalates. Beijing says it will hike tariffs on U.S. goods from 84 to 125% to take effect tomorrow. The latest inflation report shows that price hikes are easing at the wholesale level. That reflects the cost of goods before they reach consumers. The sightseeing helicopter was over the Hudson between New York City and New Jersey yesterday. Something went terribly wrong. The copter plunged into the river. A family of five from Spain, as well as a pilot on board, all were lost. No one injured at Washington's Reagan National Airport. The wingtip of one plane tipped another aircraft on the tarmac yesterday afternoon. And House Republicans have approved a framework for budget legislation advancing President Trump's agenda. Wall Street, just before the opening bell, stock futures are lower. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Level of concern in the clubhouse over the team's 5-8 start is non-existent, according to Bird second baseman Jackson Holliday.
I don't think there's any level of concern. It's frustrating to lose, and especially games that you think you can win. But it's only 13 games, so we got a whole lot more. Like I said, this team's really good, and I think I'm ready for them.
Birds try to right the ship tonight at 7:05 against the Jays. Tomo Sugano takes the hill for his Oriole Park debut. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Sun reporting yesterday that Masson has reduced the number of Orioles games that Hall of Famer Jim Palmer will broadcast this season from 81 to 50. The 2025 season is Palmer's 62nd with the Orioles since joining the organization as a 17-year-old. Great night for the Caps last night, celebrating Ovi and clinched best record in the Eastern Conference with a 5-4 win over the Hurricanes.
Hurricanes with Jarvis. Little wedge there from DeMichael. Got it low to Wilson. Rebound. He scores! Wilson! A great final off its board to Washington!
John Walton with the call as Joe B. wasn't feeling well. Tom Wilson's 33rd tally of the season, second only to Ovi's 42, as the Caps win in a shootout 5-4. Coming up in 30 minutes, it literally is a new era in Maryland basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Low pressure over North Carolina making its way northward and the rain along with it. Widespread rain today, heavy rain at times, and temperatures struggling to warm up. 52 the high today. Rain continues tonight. Some showers tomorrow morning. They'll ease up by the afternoon. 50 the high tomorrow. Sunday, no rain, and we warm back up. 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Man, oh man, lots to talk about. Just a second here. I am going to get into the latest update from the New York Times on this helicopter crash that crashed into the Hudson River just yesterday afternoon. You know, it was around, 3 o'clock or so? It was right after the show, really. And I heard it as I was driving, and I had to pause for a second because I'm like, wait, what? But again, it's so awful. I do have some text messages here. Let's see. Joan weighed in, and she says, I wish while waiting for other countries to go along with fair trade, government will start encouraging businesses to manufacture what we need and make the robots the new slave labor. But utopia will never happen where greedy, lazy, all for me type people exist. Again, that's from Joan. Yeah, Joan, those people they still exist. I'm just wondering, though, you know, how many of them will be able to hold out as well, right? Because I would think as soon as the needle starts to move, kind of like gas prices, right? If your gas prices are high, say you have an Exxon gas station, right? Your prices are high, and they're higher than the Shell gas station down the street. Eventually, everybody's just going to go to the Shell station, and you're going to have to get on board and lower your prices if you want any business. And so I'm wondering if that will then begin to happen with some of the businesses here, and whether or not they'll do manufacturing here. I also have a text here from Daniel in Baltimore City. Daniel says, Kim, the U.S. will cave in 4 years because we have no one as experienced and emotionally strong as President Trump to defeat Gavin Newsom in 2028. China will lay off workers, close factories, and let their people die. They are communists and have no empathy or love for humans. Daniel, you could be correct in that. I hope that you're not. As far as 2028, we were talking to Mike Alish Jr. Again, he worked on the Winston Sears campaign. He was with Glenn Youngkin and those folks when they won. And we were talking about the rising stars in both parties. And if you ever miss a show, by the way, you can always go to WCBM.com. It's archived there under Kim Klasick Live Podcast. You can listen to the show. And it's broken down by hour as well. So hopefully it's easy for you to navigate it. But we were talking to Mike about this. And he was saying that, you know, the way the Democrat Party is going today, like, you know, making their stars like AOC, who's actually doing well in polls against Chuck Schumer for his Senate seat. You've got, the media darling out of Dallas, Texas, Jasmine Crockett. She's become like an overnight star for the Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders has been out there campaigning and, you know, stumping and rallying with AOC. So right now, it's so interesting because the Democrats, they're almost like double downing on the progressive side when really that's what voters rejected in November, right? I mean, most of the progressives didn't fare so well. You even had, remember, Jamal Bowman out of New York, he lost his seat. And a lot of that was really the comments he was making against Israel because apparently his opponent received a ton of money from AIPAC and other donors that were just tired of the anti-Semitic verbiage from Jamal Bowman. So he was out. Then you had Cori Bush. Remember, she lost her seat. And so there were, you know, and Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, her primary was pretty close. It was pretty close. There's somebody that's, and I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but she's been running against Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. And if you forgot who said she was, she's the one that they said she married her brother or something. I still don't know if that's true. But she also said on 9/11, some people did something. You remember that comment? That really upset me, by the way. That's why I'll never forget that. But she's had this primary opponent every election cycle. And this person gets closer and closer and closer to kicking her off the throne. And I think one day eventually it's going to happen, especially while they reject, you know, these progressive policies. And I think that is occurring. We're going to get into, I see now, Bob. Thank you, Bob and Glenn Burney, sending over, I guess this is a news article here from, is that People Magazine about the helicopter crash? It says here that the pilot radioed to say that he needed fuel before the tragedy. So Bob, you're ahead of me on that one, because that I have not seen yet. I'm just looking at what came out of the New York Times, and I'll give you a timestamp on this. This is 9:04 a.m. this morning. But if they've updated that, and you know what, Bob, and that's very interesting, because if you guys saw the video, I hope, you know, I don't encourage you to look at tragic stuff like this. I don't. But the propeller actually, you know, came off. And then the helicopter flipped on its backside. And as it was going down, plunging into the Hudson River, it was upside down. It was very bizarre. And so many people, you know, I always look to see the comments. You know, you've got people in the comments that are pilots, those that have flown helicopters. And there were some people saying, I've never seen this in my life. And they've been flying helicopters for 30 years. Very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. But this is, again, the New York Times posted this at 9:04. It says two of the passengers on board the helicopter that crashed in the Hudson River, two of them were alive when divers pulled them out of the water. The family of the chopper has been identified as Augustin Escobar and Merce, I'm not saying her name correct, Merce Montel and their three children. The children were aged 4 to 10 and have been identified as 10, 8, and 4. The middle child would have turned 9 years old today. That's why they were on vacation. They went to New York City to do all of this stuff for the 9-year-old's birthday. And that 9-year-old looks like that was the girl. The pilot also sadly lost his life. The parents, who both worked for a tech company, were taking a sightseeing helicopter ride when the tragedy unfolded. Mr. Escobar was actually the CEO of rail infrastructure of Simmons Mobility, and his wife was a global manager at the company. Let's see, we've got the couple was ambitious and enjoyed traveling the world. And it's unclear which two individuals initially survived the crash. However, they both passed away a short time later. And that was according to the police commissioner who the New York Times spoke to. Very sad indeed. And, you know, I was just in New York. Gosh, I guess that was last week. Yeah, that was on Friday. And, you know what? We never even talked about that because I was on CNN. I should have brought, you know, a clip back with me. But, you know, we went to go see the Statue of Liberty. We took the cruiser over there, as everybody else does. And, you know, the way that it's set up, yes, we went to the Statue of Liberty. We climbed the stairs and all that stuff. And then as we were leaving, and there was a ton of people out there, there was a whole lot of waiting in lines. As we were leaving, we got to see Ellis Island because they do a stop over there. And then they bring you back to Battery Park. And Michelle, you told me about that, taking the ship from Battery Park. That's how I knew where to go. Thank you, Michelle. So, you know, I saw where they were advertising those helicopter rides to go around and see. Now, obviously, I looked at the price tag and said, well, that's not for us, Olivia. But but I'm pretty sure a lot of people have a lot of fun, you know, being able to see it from that high up. It's such a beautiful city and, you know, skyline. And, you know, to see now this tragedy happen, because when we were passing the line for people to inquire about the helicopter rides, there was a line even for that day, last week. And that might be also because it was 78 degrees and sunny. Remember, it was a beautiful day. But really tragic. And so Bob and Glenn Burney, excuse me, thank you for sending this over, saying that the pilot radioed saying it needed fuel. I guess I'd still look at that and say, well, how did the propeller do all the things that it did? Is that fuel? It can't be fuel related. But then you guys know I'm not a pilot, so I can't. I can only guess on these things. But, you know, prayers to their family, losing an entire family of 5. And then also prayers and condolences to the family of the pilot as well. And it looked like a horrific tragedy. And of course, there's lots of people already speculating in the conspiracy theories. And, you know, they're like, oh, he was an important CEO and, you know, all this other stuff. You know, I don't like to just go that route. When I looked at the crash and I looked at it time and time again, because it was hard to tell, it almost looked as though, and I don't know if the pilot tried to eject from the helicopter, but somebody ended up outside of the helicopter as it was going down because they hit the water in a different spot as they were trying. It looked like they were trying to bail. And so if I were to guess, when the diver said that there were people that survived, I would guess it was the two people that ended up being able to bail. And I, again, we still don't know who those two people are, but they did unfortunately died a short time later. That was a heck of a fall. That was very high up. It's so sad, so horrific. And there were a ton of people out there because, of course, it wasn't too cold yesterday. And then you've got a lot of tourists out there. And some of the videos, you could actually hear people screaming. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. So, again, prayers to the family. I did want to just discuss really quickly here a local story. In the next hour, of course, we're going to move on to what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. But, you know, we still have a problem in this state with juveniles, and they are out of control. And we expected those in the Maryland General Assembly to do something about the juvenile crime, but they didn't get a chance to get that done because the focus was on the budget. They introduced all these ridiculous bills, like remember House Bill 161, you know, the bills that have to do with, you know, kids learning from sexually explicit books and such, you know, as early as kindergarten. Then there was that bill to put condoms in vending machines in elementary schools, right? It was like, it was all this nonsense that was coming across. And so they never actually tackled the real issue and why many of us wanted a special session last summer, and that is juvenile crime and the carjackings. Well, I have a story here for you, and this transpired on Sunday evening, about 7 p.m., right? I think Sunday, maybe you just finished dinner, because you usually have dinner a little early on Sundays. Maybe you just finished dinner, maybe you're, you know, still making dinner, what have you. But it's not like this is late at night. This is not, you know what I mean? This is literally dinner time. And there was a young woman that was enjoying her Sunday evening before she had to return to work on Monday. And meanwhile, all hell broke loose on her Sunday evening. And I do have the audio here for you, and I want you to take a listen. But then after that, I want to talk about some of the individuals that were involved. Take a listen.
This woman told us that she's familiar with what she calls daily crime happening in her neighborhood. But she says it has never slipped inside her home until now. Frightening moment, she says, not knowing if anyone had a gun. And tonight, what happened? In her own words. In West Baltimore, a woman we're calling Miss Jones, outside her home on Dolphin Street near Pennsylvania Avenue.
Then I hear the footsteps. Too many steps for me. Running up the steps, the dog get the going off. I said, wait a minute.
She's protecting her identity, not showing her face, but speaking openly about those tense moments when a group of juveniles on the run from police ran into her home at about 7:30 Sunday night. She was in her bedroom downstairs, the door closed, when suddenly the commotion.
So as I'm jumping up, I hear the front door, I hear the side door, and they kicking. I'm like, who is that? It's Baltimore City Police. Open the door.
Jones, still unaware of the suspects. She had not seen them.
I heard them when they ran in the door. That's what made me get up, because as I'm walking to find out who's running up the stairs, the police is at the door already, so they was behind them in a matter of seconds.
According to charging documents, it started with the police pursuit through West Baltimore. Each twist and turn on the streets captured on police audio. As a pilot with Foxtrot, police helicopter unit directed officers on the ground looking for juveniles in a stolen vehicle.
Hell no, you got seven jumping out. There's robbers in the red. Got seven running through the project. They're going to come out right by Pennsylvania and Dolphin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All stand together. They're going to be westbound along the houses. Unit stop. Unit stop. That unit right there. They were in that first house. They were in that first house. The house with the arm in the morning custody.
Police say four teens arrested, including a 14-year-old female, two 17-year-old males, and a 19-year-old female. Are charged with stolen auto and charges related to their contact with Jones, who says she's glad they got caught.
Absolutely. Now, that part I am, because these children, they're going to hurt someone. Or they're going to hurt themselves. I'm absolutely happy that they got caught.
Well, we obtained the charging documents related to the adult accused in this case, who's identified as 19-year-old London Davis. Now, regarding the juveniles in this case, it's unclear tonight what consequences, if any, come with their arrest. In the studio, Keith Daniels, Fox 45 News.
All right. And so here we go again, right? Juveniles out of control. And I will note, that is a terrifying situation that woman was in. Very terrifying. Who knows what could have happened? Because if you noted there, this woman, she had heard footsteps. She had heard somebody in her home before the police started banging on the door. So she knew at that time, because she heard the footsteps, she knew that the police were there for whatever she heard. Now, mind you, what if this was someone that in the past had a poor interaction with police? Because there are people out there that are genuinely afraid of the police. I learned this while running for office in Baltimore, okay? There are people out there that do not like the police, and they're genuinely afraid. I'm not one of those people, obviously, but I understand that people are like this. So what if this woman had not heard these footsteps? What if she believed the police were just banging on her door? What could have happened at that time? What would the police, you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing could have ended very tragically. Luckily, this woman heard the footsteps and she opened the door and said, yes, I heard something, right? I think about this. Who knows what could have happened? You know, what if the juveniles had guns? What if the police came in and then all of a sudden there was a shootout? This could have been a huge tragedy. A huge tragedy. And so that's why getting control of these juveniles is something that we have to do. I also wanted to note, if you heard there was a 15-year-old female and a 19-year-old female involved. And then the two 17-year-olds were males. Now, of course, we know that the 15-year-old, and, you know, even Marty, I'm sure you're listening. I mean, Marty's pointed it out many times. Nothing's going to happen to this 15-year-old, okay? That's how this always goes. They take them down. I don't think they even, do they even write a report at this point? I don't even know if they write a report. I think they just take them home. And so this could possibly happen again. Shout out to our first responders. Shout out to Foxtrot, staying on top of them. And it's wild because, of course, they're doing their job to the best of their ability. The problem is DJS won't do their job. The prosecutors don't have a whole lot to work with because, of course, in Annapolis, they never got to the Juvenile Justice Reform Act or the Juvenile Interrogation Act, which many prosecutors across the state said, please, take that off the books. They never got to it. When we come back, we'll finish this conversation. But, you know, like I said, that could have been a tragedy. Thank goodness it did not end otherwise.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Right now, the president is in the process of undoing what is 50 or 60 years worth of Americans being ripped off. Even our friends in Europe, our friends in Canada, our friends in Taiwan, our friends in South Korea, Japan, have all taken advantage of us, and they've been allowed to do so because that is the institutionalist mindset, and nobody wants to dare rock the boat. And what the great fallacy in all of this is, every single one of these countries, if they don't want their economies to tank, if they want access to our markets and your money, they have to make a deal with President Trump. People can understand free and fair trade, your choice, or reciprocal tariffs, your choice, to other countries. That's a pretty simple concept.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you taking steps to help protect your money from the potential impact of world war? Russia and Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. We've seen threats from Iran, and now Syria has been taken over by extremists, putting the entire region at risk. The question is, how much more international conflict can we handle? And what impacts will these conflicts have on the global economy and your retirement savings? Right now, thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to precious metals like gold and silver to help them protect their hard-earned savings. You may not be able to control these global conflicts around the world, but you can control how you diversify your money. And that's where gold and silver could help. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver for qualified accounts, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your free copy today and find out if you qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Some people know you can save money on car insurance by checking with Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a car load of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. We were just talking about the what could have been a horrific tragedy in Baltimore City on Sunday evening. Not even Sunday night, Sunday evening around 7 p.m., where you had four juveniles storm into a home, a random home in Baltimore City, as they were being chased by police at Foxtrot after carjacking an individual. And they ran into somebody's house. Luckily, that woman, fast on her feet, ended up hearing feet in her house when she knew she was home alone. And as the cops, she said the cops were there within seconds, banging on the door. Thank goodness. Because I do think about this. We've been hearing about juveniles bringing guns and weapons to school. Juveniles that are carjacking individuals. We've been hearing that they've been carjacking people at gunpoint. What if this had ended in a shootout? I mean, like, think about this. This could have ended in a shootout. What if this woman had kids in the home? Marty, who I was saying, I know he's probably ready to chime in that the 15-year-old isn't going to be charged, because Marty, that is true. Marty wrote in the text line, the 15-year-old was given an invite to Vincent Chiraldi's next barbecue and sent home with full of apologies from Vinny himself. Where are the burglary charges? Yeah, there probably won't be any of those charges. We know that, unfortunately. I got Robin at Fells Point. Robin, you wanted to weigh in?
Kim, why didn't this woman have her doors locked?
You know what? And I was looking for that, Robin. I couldn't tell if she had the doors locked and they were able to open it. It was hard to understand.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in that neighborhood. Why is somebody able just to walk in the front door?
Yeah. Yeah. But even beyond that, Robin, I look at it too and say that could have been a terrible tragedy, because we know a lot of these kids do have guns on them.
Especially since she's upstairs, why not have those doors locked?
Yeah.
That's just my comment.
All right. Well, thank you, Robin. I appreciate you. And that's good advice. I mean, look, if you're living in the Baltimore region, your doors should be locked at this point. You know, they should be locked. But when we get back, I am going to talk about what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. But I did want to dive in a little bit here, because I do want to talk about the female aspect of this story. There are many young women involved in violent crime, right? This is a carjacking where Foxtrot had to chase them. I would assume that they used a weapon. Now, what that weapon might have been, I don't know. We've also heard that they have been taking people out of their vehicles forcefully and throwing them to the ground. You know, these are dangerous individuals, and females are involved. We'll discuss that more when we get back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.